You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
You're very welcome to another Sound Vision Online podcast. Now, today I've got Joanne Wilson and Joe Aspen with me, and we're here to talk about RNIB's Online Today project. Online Today is a project funded by the Big Lottery, which will provide digital skills training for people with sight and hearing loss. Guys, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
Joanne, maybe if I just start with you, if you give us a little bit of background, what is Online Today?
Okay, so Online Today is a Big Lottery funded project over 3 years to give people with sensory loss basic online skills.
So in a nutshell, if you're out there and you want to learn a little bit more about getting online to the internet, that kind of thing, basically call us here in RNIB Northern Ireland, and there's several members of staff who can train people, isn't that right?
We do. We have staff and we also have volunteers involved in the training. And there's lots of different types of training available. So the best thing to do is just give us a call and we can have a chat and discuss what the right option for you is.
If I didn't know much about this, how was that training delivered or what could I expect?
Okay, well, most of our training is all one-to-one, which means that it can be totally tailored to the individual. It could be training on things like the iPad, on the iPhone, on different tablets and devices, different Android tablets and devices, or JAWS or Zoom Text. It really is down to what you would like to be trained on, and we are offering quite a wide range of training. There can be one-to-one introduction sessions, which are up to 2 hours, and that could just give you a little bit of an idea about what's out there, what's accessible, and what sort of things that you can do with all this technology. Or you could think about going on to a six-week course, which again is one-to-one, and it can be 6 weeks tailored to your interests. So people do things like emailing, social networking, shopping online, getting their audiobooks, really whatever you're interested in, we try to accommodate you.
I think too, because meeting especially some people out there maybe of an older age, they have an image of maybe online as being something for the young people or something that, so what difference would that make to me?
Yeah.
But what we're trying to say is, you know, this is a part of your everyday life. It can make your shopping for your groceries or for clothes or whatever it is,
exactly,
a lot more accessible.
And a lot of people I've come across a lot of people who have family at the other side of the world that it actually just makes staying in touch with much easier, because you can do things like video calling, Skype and FaceTime and all those sorts of things. And that really helps with isolation as well. And I'm putting an end to that for a lot of people. Fear is a major factor for people not getting online. You know, people are afraid of technology. And I think especially as adults, we're afraid even more of breaking it or of doing something wrong. And that really isn't the case, and the one-to-one training breaks down a lot of those barriers, you know, and just gives you that more tailored experience to help your confidence.
What about if I was interested in trying this and maybe giving you a call, but I didn't have a device, I didn't have an iPhone or...
That's absolutely no problem. We actually have a kit here. So it's not a requirement of the training, either the introduction or the progressive training, that you have your own device. You can certainly just come along and get a feel for it before you decide if you want to get something. So you don't need to have your own device to partake.
Okay, sitting beside you, Joanne, we have Joe Aspen. Joe, you've just finished 6 weeks of training. Tell me, what sort of things did you explore in the training?
How to use the iPad properly, using calendar.
And is it, so you'd be an Apple iPad and iPhone user, is that right?
Yeah, yes.
And tell me, before the training, what difficulty did you have, or what brought you to the decision to come and receive training?
Well, it was with the iPad, you go to the Apple shop and they just tell you this, that and the other, like, you know, and it's just da-da-da, and it's quick and done. But, you know, the RNIB, like, they just break it down as easy as you can take it.
Yeah.
And, you know, learn a lot more.
So what difference would this now make? What do you think that you'd be able to leave with knowing more about?
Well, as I say, with the iPhone, there's the speech pull down, and it just reads everything to you. The other one is the magnification, which very good. Since I've come on to the, you know, the increased screen, you know, it is, it's very good.
Excellent.
Very good.
So to all those people sitting at home maybe listening to this who maybe would have fear of technology maybe or something, what would you say to them about the training?
Don't be afraid of new technology and just go out there and find the best way around it. Oh, it's a great help. You know, I was away on holiday there the other week and you use the EasyJet app and it's, you know, you just go in, there's none of this queuing up or, you know, waiting, and they just take your boarding passes and away you go.
So, Joanne, if people want to find out more about Online Today, funded by the Big Lottery, how would they do that?
Contact myself here at RNIB. My contact number is 90329373 and I can have a chat with you and discuss what your options are.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, I wish us all the very best. And Joe, thanks very much for coming in and telling a little bit about what digital skills training means for you.
Very welcome.
Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you.
RNIB Northern Ireland. Supporting people with sight loss.